From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump said Thursday that America and Europe have suffered one terror attack after another, but that we're going to get it stopped. That's Mr. Trump's words. Speaking in Warsaw, Poland, Mr. Trump warned there are dire threats to the security and way of life and said the borders of the United States will always be close to terrorism and extremism.
Not only must we secure our nations from the threat of terrorism, but we must also confront the threat from North Korea. And that's what it is. It's a threat. And we will confront it very strongly. President Duda and I call on all nations to confront this global threat and publicly demonstrate to North Korea that there are consequences for their very, very bad behavior.
Trump also reiterated his commitment to NATO's principle of common defense, but also restated his demand that other members contribute more to the alliance financial burden. More than 3,000 United States troops are stationed in Poland as part of a NATO deployment aimed at countering Russian aggression in Ukraine. Armed supporters of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro stormed the country's opposition-held legislature on Wednesday, attacking lawmakers and holding hundreds of people hostage inside the building for 9 hours. At least 12 people were injured, including 5 lawmakers and workers at the National Assembly. The National Assembly president blamed Maduro for the situation in Venezuela, where months of political and economic crisis have brought street protests that often turned into violence between pro- and anti-government marchers. Nearly 100 people have been killed.